Time to take five for your community. A service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Jan Schuler Hicks, Linda Cornelius with us today with the Washington Arts and Flowers Garden Club. Hi, ladies.
Good morning, Duane.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Big event for you this Sunday. It's the annual garden walk, and I guess who wants to go first? Linda, we'll start with you. This is an annual tradition. Started this, how many years ago now?
Oh, my goodness. More years than I can remember. And, but you know, it's always fun.
The whole concept behind it is we have some beautiful gardens. We have families that spend a lot of time and take a lot of pride in their gardens, and it's a great chance to showcase them, right?
Yes, it is, and we always have so much fun. It's a good day.
Now, how do you go about picking the gardens that you have on the garden walk?
Oh, my. A lot of people just suggest, oh, we drove by, and have you seen, and why don't you try, check this one out, you know, just word of mouth.
That goes a long way sometimes. Jan, tell us about this year's garden walk. You've got some beautiful gardens to highlight, don't you?
Oh, we are so excited, and we're so thankful to all the property owners who've agreed to be on the garden walk. So Garden Walk 2018 this year is Where Love Grows, and you can definitely see the love in all the gardens. We have five gardens featured this year. I want to make sure we mention them all. It's Tara and Dr. Jess Brower's house, Ed and Colleen Schwarzentrooper's home, Linda Free and Kenny's home, and Cindy and Mike Gress. Sheila and Dell Smith are also on the garden walk this year. You can get tickets by calling me on my cell phone, 812-698-0076, or you can go out to the Washington Arts and Flowers Garden Club Facebook page and just make a request, and we'll make sure that you get tickets for our Sunday event.
Now, Linda, you got flyers printed, and these flyers are really cool because they have detailed maps of how to get to each of these homes, right?
That's right. We want to make sure that you can find every place, and we'll have signs for the ones that aren't right in the city. And it'll be easy for you to find, and we'll get you there.
And it's not just Washington, per se. You're really kind of encompassing the whole county, right?
We'd like to. We'd like to stretch out even more next time.
So this year, the five homes, three of them are basically in the Sugarland Road area, and two of them are south of town, just south of 257. So,
and, you know, arts and flowers, flowers and gardens, that's what your whole group is all about, right?
Oh, most definitely. And what's nice is this is a fundraising event for us, so tickets are $10. And all that money stays right here in the city of Washington. As you know, the Washington Arts and Flowers Garden Club, we plant those beautiful baskets downtown. All the flowers that you see throughout the community, like at the Chamber of Commerce, Recycling Center, all those are planted and maintained by the Washington Arts and Flowers Garden Club.
And, you know, this is what my wife brought this to my attention. She read somewhere, and I didn't even think about this, when businesses are looking to maybe locate to a community, that's something you don't think about, but that's one of the things they really notice, the Main Street and the flowers and the beauty.
That's right. And, Duane, we only had this fundraiser every other year, and it's the only fundraiser we do. So that's why we strive to make it successful, and the patrons and the people that help us out, it's a big deal.
$10, a small price to pay for a great Sunday afternoon to tour some beautiful gardens, and I'm sure they'll have refreshments at each of these places, right?
Oh, there'll be some lemonade and nice ice-cold water and maybe a few snacks at some of the gardens. The gardens are just fantastic. We've got a French country garden right on the edge of town, a beautiful rustic escape out on the south side, so you're going to see a lot of very inventive garden ideas. And one of the really cool things at one of our houses, Cindy and Mike Gress, we're going to have some vendors there who have some primitive art to sell. Cindy is quite the artist, and she has some really unique pieces throughout her garden, and I think people will enjoy that.
These people really like to answer any questions, too. If you see something you like, maybe you want to try it at your home, the owners will be right there to answer those questions, right?
Oh, most definitely, and the Garden Club members will be there to help you out. If you have questions about how do I trim that hydrangea or where do I plant this plant, they're going to be right there to assist you.
This Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m., the annual garden walk presented by the Washington Arts and Flowers Garden Club. We need to give the details again on how to get a hold of tickets.
You can call Jan on her cell phone, 812-698-0076.
76.
Thank you.
Good teamwork there.
Yeah, or you can go out to the Washington Arts and Flowers Garden Club Facebook page and like us while you're out there and send us a note, and I will drive to your house and get you your tickets.
$10.
Show up at one of the homes that's on the walk on Sunday, and you can buy your ticket at the first home that you visit.
Very cool. Well, ladies, I know, excellent fundraising idea, a beautiful way to showcase some great gardens here in town. Best of luck with your event on Sunday. Thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.